Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Psachim Daf Chav Gimel. We are 8 lines from the top of the Amid and in the midst of a discussion between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo. Chizkiah says, wherever the Torah employed a term Loy Yeyachel, that's meant to include not only Isra Achila, but also Isra Noah as well. Yeyachel means it can bring to Achila. For instance, if you have enough from something and you go, let's say, sell it, you can take that money and purchase food. So in effect, this thing is leading and resulting in Achila. So Hana can bring Achila, and that's why when the Pasuk says, Lo Yeyachel, it's coming to include anything. Any form of benefit which can even lead to Achila. So not only direct eating, but also indirect eating. For instance, having Hana, which can lead to Achila. So according to Chizkiah, Lo Yeyachel includes not only Achila, but also Hana. Whereas according to Rabbi Avo, any reference to Achila, whether Lo Yeyachel, Lo Yeyachel, Lo Yeyachel, automatically Hana is included, apparently that's also a form. Deriving benefit is also somewhat a form of consuming the item, just like Achila is. So an Achila and Hana are synonymous, go together. Isra Achila automatically includes Isra Hana. The Gemara will begin by presenting three instances where we find the Torah refers to Isra Achila, but the item still seems to be Mutar b'Hana. This will be a kasha on Rabbi Avo. Begins the Gemara 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Let's begin with Truma. Vare Truma. The Rachmana Amar, the Pasuk says, V'chol zor lo yichal kodesh. A non-Kohen cannot partake in Truma. He can't eat Truma. But still we find that he can have Ana. Utnan, Arvin l'nazir b'yayin. So we can establish an Erev Tuchumin using wine, even for a Nazir who can't partake in wine. Rashi explains, because technically he can drink the wine if he would undo the Naziris. He knows his vow and he becomes a non-Nazir. He can drink that wine. So therefore we consider it suitable for the Erev Tchumen of the Nazir. Uli Yisrael b'Truma. Likewise, you can use Truma to establish the Erev Tchumen for the Yisrael. So although he's limited to 2,000 Amar from the city, but by placing some food there, at the end of that boundary, that becomes his Shabbos residence and allows him to go 2,000 Amar past that. So he's going to have enough from the Truma. How can Yisrael have enough from Truma? Now once again, Rashi explains, technically he can access the Truma because he can make Hataras Nedarim to annul the Truma. Truma is a form of a nether. He can undo the Truma status and revert it to Chulin, which gives him access to the Truma. So that's why we allow it to be used for the Erev Tchumen. But the question is, in the present moment, it's still Truma, and he's going to have an Anah from that Truma. How can he do that? The Torah says, Loi Yoichal Kodesh, according to Rabbi Avo, that includes Isra Anah as well. Amar Papa Shani Hasam, there is different. Dama Kro Truma Schem. Shalachem Tehi. The Torah says, it's your Truma, Truma Schem. Shalachem Tehi. Which indicates, you can have access, you can have an Anah, derive benefit from the Truma. So according to Rabbi Avo, the Pasuk has to inform us the Heter Hana, because otherwise Hana would be included in the Isra Achila. V'idach. But now according to Chizkiah, who holds that unless the Torah says Lo Yeyachel, a very unique term, any other term does not include Hana. So over here where the Pasuk simply says V'chol zor lo yichal kodesh, it only applies to Achila and Hana. So why does the Pasuk have to say Truma Schem to allow Hana? V'idach, what is Chizki going to do with this pasuk? Truma Schem dechol Yisrael ka'amar. He says very simply, it's just a manner of speech. Truma Schem means the Truma of Klal Yisrael. It's not trying to teach us anything of Heterano. Says the Gemara, okay, what about a Nazir? V'arei Nazir d'rachmana amar mechar tzanim v'ad zag lo yoichal. He can't eat the pits, the skins of the grapes, the chartzanim, the zag of the skins, lo yoichal. And according to Chizkiah, lo yoichal, according to Rabbi Avo, lo yoichal includes even Hana. And we just learned that the Nazir can have Hana from wine. Utnan ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin. He can use wine for the Erev. How is that so? How can he have Hana? Amar mazut t'shani hasam. The difference there is because the Pasuk says, do makra nizaroi. The Pasuk says that it should be kol yimei nizroi, all the days of his separation. Nizroi It's his nazirus, shalo yehi. It should be his. We learn from there that although he can't actually eat grapes, drink wine, but he can have anah from them. Rav Ashi Amar, he has another teretz. Kadosh yeh gadol pera. He should be kadosh. Gadol pera. He should let his hair grow. Sa'aroshoi, hair of his head. We learn from there that gidulei kadosh. Only the actual growth is kadosh. Ve'en debracha kadosh. But everything else, grapes, wine, that's not kadosh. So the actual hair, he cannot have anah from. Rashi explains, he has to take it and burn it under the shlamim. When he cooks the shlamim, he puts his hair underneath. So that's asur b'hanah. But ain't the racha kaddish, but everything else, the wine, etc., it's not kaddish. He can't eat or drink it, but he can, yes, have anah from it. Midiv ain't the racha ksiv? What does the pasuk say that only the hair is kaddish, but nothing else? Perhaps everything is kaddish. Ela mechavarto kitmazutra. Apparently, the correct approach is mazutra's approach. The pasuk says nizroi, it's his. He can derive some form of pleasure and benefit and hanah from it, although he can't eat it. But hanah is mutter. Says Gemara a third kasha on Rabbi Avo. Vari chadash, we have chadash, the new grain before the oimer, which is asa b'achila. The Rachman Amar lechem v'kali v'karmel esoichla etzmayim azeh. Also says all types of grains can't be eaten until the Omer is brought on the 16th day of Nisan. Le'soichlu should include Hanoah as well, according to Rabbi Avo. Still, we find that it's mutter b'hanoah, tnan koitzer l'shachas. Although generally a person is not meant to begin harvesting his grain before the Omer is cut, but he can go ahead and cut the green grass grain when it's still unripe. U'machel behema. Or he can hand pluck the ripe grain to feed his animal. How could he feed an animal? It's hanah. It's a kasha on Rabbi Avo. Omar Shmaya. So Shmaya said Shani Hasam. There it's different. Domakro kitzirchem. The pasuk says Reishis kitzirchem alakoyin. And the pasuk there is speaking about the whole concept of the chadash, and kitzirchem comes to teach us. Tzirchem shalochem yehei. It should be yours. Although you can't yet eat it before the Omer is brought, but you can have hanah from it. It's yours. So this is the teretz in Rabbi Avo. Although the pasuk speaks about Isra Achila, which generally includes hanah, but here the Torah provided a special dispensation, shalochem yehei. Now, according to Chizkiyo, why was it necessary for the Torah to allow hanah, if at any rate hanah will never be included? V'idach, what does Chizkiya do with the pasuk Tzirchem? Tzirchem nechol Yisrael mashma. Yeah, it's not trying to teach us anything special. It's just a manner of speech. Reishis Tzirchem means the katzer, the harvest of Kal Yisrael. So we have three kashas on Rabbi Avo. Number one, truma. Number two, the yayin for the nazir. Then finally, chadash, where we find a heter hanah, despite the fact that the Torah references Isra Achila, which is generally koydel osir sanah. The Gemara responded, we have special ribuyim, special psukim, drashes, to allow hanah. Now the Gemara is going to ask two kashas, which will actually apply to both Chizkiya and Rabbi Avo, because the psukim will employ a term of lo yei ochel, which all agree includes hanah, and still we will find a heter hanah. Vari shrotzim, what about these creatures? Rachmana Amar, sheket hu lo ye'achel. It's meant to be sheket, it's repulsive, not to be eaten. Lo ye'achel, which is meant to include hanah as well. Utnan, and we find in the Mishnah that you can have hanah. Tzayodei chayav oifes v'dogim. The animal, bird, fish, trappers. Shenizdamnu lahem minin t'meim. Who chanced upon the non-kosher animals? So Rashi explains, generally speaking, not meant to engage in trapping non-kosher animals. But if they happen to encounter some of these species in their traps, they don't have to just let them go. Mutaron l'moichron l'nachem. They can sell them to a non-Jew. You can have hanah from shgatzim. How can that be? Says Digmar Shani Hasam. Difference there is. Damakro lochem. The pasuk says v'sheketz you lochem shalochem yehei. This teaches us that you can have it. You can have hanah from it. You can't eat it, but you can have hanah from it. If that's the case, then even initially, let them engage in trapping these species. Lachem! You can have enough from it. Shanei hacha, damakroa, yiyu. The pasuk says, v'sheketz yiyu lachem. It's meant to remain intact. It's meant to be sheketz. repulsive, removed, off bounds. You teaches us Bahavios on you. They're meant to stay as is, Sheketz, keep away from them. So the kasha was Sheketz, Loye Ochel, should really include Hana as well. So how can these trappers derive benefit from the non kosher animals? The answer is the Pasuk does allow for some form of Hana by using the word Lachem, which indicates you can have some limited Hana, such as in this case. Continues the Gemara. Now, we have a kasha, because Chizkiah, he's the one that says that a general reference to Isra Achila doesn't automatically include Hana. It's only where the Pasuk says Lo Ye'achil, such as in the case of the Shratzim, the Pasuk says Sheketsu Lo Ye'achil, it shouldn't be eaten, that includes Hana as well. That's why the Torah had to say, well, Lachem, to allow the Hana. Why? Why does the Torah have to say Lo Ye'achil, which disallows Hana, and then Lochem to allow Hana? Why both? Just don't say Lo Ye'achil, and then you don't have to say Lochem. Ulechizkiah, Lamali Lemichta Lo Ye'achil. Why does the Pasuk first have to say Lo Ye'achil? Umaisi Lochem Lemeshrayit. Then we have to have Lochem to allow. Lo Ye'lichta Rachmana Lo Ye'achil. Shouldn't the Torah rather not say Lo Ye'achil to begin with? For Lo Ye'boy Lochem, then we don't need Lochem. Amar Lechizkiah. So Chizkiah responds like this. Listen to this. Taima didi, nami mahacha. You know, I hold that lo ye'achel is meant to include not only achila, but also hana. How do I know that concept? Guess what? From this very pasuk. Because of the pasuk that says, sheketz hu lo ye'achel, then has to go and say lochem, to allow. The pasuk here is teaching us that lo ye'achel includes hana. And from this very pasuk, I derive my concept. This is my marker. I wouldn't know it otherwise. So what was the kasha? Why does the Torah say, Lo Ye'achel Ne'lochem? To teach us this very concept. Lo Ye'achel includes Isra'no. That's why we need Lochem to allow. So this is the source of my shita, that Lo Ye'achel includes Hano. Continues the Gemara with another kasha from Chametz. And again, this is a kasha on both shitas. Varei Chametz, Rachman Amar, Lo Ye'achel Chametz. Which includes achila and hana, and still we find v'tanya. Rabbi Yosef li loymer, tom el atzmacha. You meant to wonder on yourself. Hey chametz osur b'hana kol shiva. Start thinking. Why? Meicha teisa. How do we know that chametz is osur b'hana throughout Pesach? So basically, he disagrees with the concept of isra hana by chametz. He holds mutar b'hana. How? How can that be? Lo yeachal chametz includes hana. Shani Hassam, difference there is, because the Makrova Layro Lachasa Ayr. Rabbi Sagli uses this pasuk to teach you Heter Hana. Lacha teaches you Shalchaye. It should be yours somewhat. You can't eat it, but you can have Hana from Chametz. So that's the source of Rabbi Sagli's sheet. Yeah, Lo Yochel Chametz generally would include Hana. Rabbi Sagli has a special pasuk to allow Hana. V'Rabbanan. So what do they do with the pasuk lo yirolacha? They hold that it's asur b'hana. Shalcha yataroya, aval ataroya shalachem shalgavaya. Lacha teaches you your own chametz. You may not see, but shalachem belongs to a goy or shalgavaya to hegdish. Then there's no problem possessing that chametz. So that's what lacha is coming to teach you, but not coming to you matar hana. V'idach, what does Rabbi Sagli do? Trei lacha ksivi. The Torah actually uses the word l'cha twice. So one is going to teach you your halacha, that if it belongs to the goy or the hegdish, is no concern. And the second l'cha will teach you that it's yours somewhat. You could have enough from chametz on Pesach. V'idach, so what does the Rabbanim respond? We need both l'chas to teach you that chametz which belongs to goy is mutter, and we're speaking about two different scenarios, two different types of goy. Chad v'nochi shebekibashtoi. One is in reference to a goy who you've conquered, who you control. And even that type of goy, even his chametz, which is more accessible to you, even that's mutter. It's not yours, it's his. V'chad b'nachas shleiki bashtoi. And the other, speaking about a standard goy, who you don't have control over, and his chametz is less accessible to you. So the pasuk has to tell you in both cases, not only if it's inaccessible, even if it's a goy who's under your control, even that type of chametz is mutter, because at the end of the day, it's not yours. So that's why we need two lachas. but they're both in reference to the chametz of a goy. But of course, the chametz is asur b'hana because there's no pasuk to be matir. That's the Rabbanah's response. So Rabbi Yosi responded to them, v'idach, t'las l'cha k'siri. There were actually three times l'cha in the pasuk. So you're right, two are needed for the case of the goy, and the third remaining one to teach you that the chametz is yours somewhat, meaning you can have connection, hana from it. V'idach, so what did the Rabbanah say? Chad b'sar, v'chad b'chametz, it's richi. It's not really three lachas, because two are by sar, and there's one by chametz. Chametz and sar are not a repetition, they're both needed. There's a chiddush by each one. So at the end of the day, you really only have two lachas, because it says twice by sar. And they're both needed for the chametz of a guy. You don't have an extra one for heterana. Let's see Rashi here. So down at the wide line, the second wide line. Tzlasa l'cha k'sivi. This is Rabbi Yosi responding. There are three references to l'cha. Lo yiro l'cha chametz, that's number one. V'lo yiro l'cha sa'ar b'chol g'vlecha. V'oid k'rachrina v'lo yiro l'cha sa'ar b'chol g'vlecha. Shivas yamim. So one by chametz and twice by sa'ar. Says Rabbi Yosi, two who we applied for the din of the chametz of the goyim, two types of goyim, and the third one to teach you that it's yours, you can have a no. The Rabbanon responded, no. Because it's not actually a triple reference. Two are by sa'ar, but one is by chametz, and chametz and sa'ar are needed. Utsrichi, dikas of sa'ar, because of the Torah, only speak about sa'ar, mishum dechimutzei kasha, because it's a very severe form of chametz. It can be sourdough, it can go make other things chametz. So perhaps only that would be asur. Aval chametz ema mutter, but chametz, which is a lighter form of chametz, perhaps would be mutter to have in your house. Because of chametz, if the pasuk would only speak about chametz, I would say, yeah, chametz. Mishum de roi lachila, because it's edible, aval sa'ar, de loy roi lach, asa lemechlei, ema loy overlay, but when it comes to sa'ar, which is an edible, he's not going to come to eat it, perhaps there's no issue. Hacham farshlam, perkama de beitza, Rashi's quoting Gemara and beitza. Okay, so all the lachas are needed. So although we really have three, two by sa'ar and one by chametz, but the one by chametz is not extra. You need to have one by sa'ar or by chametz to teach you the same thing, because perhaps you can differentiate between the two. So at the end of the day, you really only have one extra one. Why does the Torah have to say l'cha twice by sa'ar? Okay, so that teaches us that the chametz of a goy is mutter, and we have to apply it to two different types of goyim, and we don't have an extra l'cha to be matir b'hana. So this is the back and forth between Rabbi Yisagli and the Rabbanon, whether or not chametz on Pesach is asur b'hana. Okay, so we had a kasha from chametz, because the pasuk says lo yochel, and we find that there's a shita which allows hana. Lo yochel should include hana as well, according to all opinions. Chizki and Rabbi Avoh. They all responded that Rabbi Yosi Aglili's heter is based on another pasuk, lecha, shelecha yehei, which teaches you heter hana. Continues the Gemara. Lema katanoi. Perhaps this very machlek is between Chizki and Rabbi Avoh, where Chizki says only the term lo ye'achil includes hana, but not a general reference to Isra Achila. Whereas Rav Avoh says any reference to Isra Achila automatically includes hana. Perhaps this machlokes is actually contingent on a machlokes tanai. Lema ketanai. The pasuk here is speaking about using chaylev of an animal, chaylev of a nevela. The pasuk says you can use it ye'asa l'cha malacha. You can use it for your work, for any of your malacha. Matam lo melachol malacha. Why does the pasuk have to say you can use it lechol malacha? What's lechol coming to add? So you have two opinions. First is Rabbi Segli. Sheyachol lo melachas gavoy yemuta. Perhaps you can use chaylev for heavenly work, for the Beis HaMikdash, a job in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo melachas hedit yasa, but for non-Mikdash malacha, perhaps it would be yasa. Rashi explains, because the chaylev generally goes in the mizbeach, so it's eaten by the mizbeach, by the Beis HaMikdash. Perhaps even this chaylev, which is an avela, can be used for Beis HaMikdash purposes. But a hedyot, just an ordinary person, perhaps he can't have a gnaw from chaylev. Tamalei v'lechol malacha. So Yosel l'chol malacha is coming to inform us that even a hedyot can use chaylev. There's no concern about a gnaw. He's allowed to derive pleasure from the chaylev. Divrei, Rabbi Yisagli, Rukiva Omer. It's actually not coming to teach us heter or no. Rather, coming to teach us that it is not tomei. Rabbi Akiva Omer sheyochel lemelachas hed yad yetar. Perhaps for non-migdash use, melachas hed yad, we deem the chalav to be tar. But lemelachas kavoy yad tomei. Perhaps if you'd like to use it for a melacha in the Beis HaMikdash, since the Beis HaMikdash has a higher level of Kedusha, perhaps this chalav is not suitable for that purpose. It is deemed a tamei for the Beis HaMikdash purposes. Tamaloi malocha malocha, so you also chol malocha, includes even Beis HaMikdash use. Explains the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so that was the first shita, lo tumah l'tahara l'isrucha. Apparently he doesn't need a pasuk for halachas of tumah v'tahara. Ki itzrucha l'isra v'heta. He only needs the pasuk for isra v'heta, to allow having hana from this chalav, even for melechas hedyot for ordinary use. So according to him, the pasuk is allowing hana. In contrast with Rabbi Akiva, v'Rabbi Akiva isra v'heta l'itzrucha, we apparently don't need a pasuk for isra v'heta to allow use. Ki itzrucha l'tumah v'tahara. It's only for the tumah v'tahara context that we need a pasuk to tell you that even if you use the chalav for the migdash, it's not considered tumah. So what's the basis of the disagreement? My love, okay, apparently, this is the machlokes here. They're basically the savar. He goes like this. Lo yisoichlu. When the pasuk says, you're not meant to eat chalav. Mashma. That includes bein isra achila ben isra no. So basically, it is in line with Rabbi Avo. That any reference to isra achila includes achila en ano. So that's why you need a pasuk to be matar bahano. So then when the pasuk comes and says you can use it, what's the pasuk coming to tell us? The pasuk is coming to override the isra hana, which would have been implied from the word leisoichlu. Leisoichlu generally includes hana as well. That's why the Torah has to exert itself and express itself clearly. You may have hana, and even a non-Hegdish entity may derive pleasure from it. So apparently Rabbi Saglili is following, is in line with Rabbi Avo, that lo yisoichlu generally includes hana. That's why the pasuk needs to be mat. V'Rabbi Akiva Savar, however, he holds, no. He's in line with Chizkiya, that unless it says lo yayachel, it will never include hana. Lo yisoichlu by chela doesn't include hana. That's why you don't need a pasuk to be matah b'hana. Rabbi Akiva Savar, isra achila mashma. It only has isra achila included. Isra hana lo mashma, it doesn't apply isra hana. So what then is the pasuk coming to allow? Hana, we already know. Apparently the pasuk is coming l'tumah v'tahara to inform you that there's no concern of tumah even when you use the chalav in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's all, that these tanaim are in line with those amoraim. Those amoraim, the kuli amma, everybody perhaps will hold lo yisoichlu mashma bein isra achila bein isra hana. Perhaps everybody holds like Rabbi Avo. Any reference to isra achila would automatically include any form of consuming and ingestion. Achila and ana. So what then is the machlekes here between Rabbi Saglil and Rabbi Akiva? Machlekes over here is as follows. Rabbi Saglil is savar. He holds like this. When the pasuk says, lo yisoichlu, you may not eat chelav, certainly that includes achila and ana as well. Now, although we know that the Torah tells us that we may have hana from a nevela, right, we learned that earlier. One may send an avela to a ger, sell it to a goy. Now the question is, what was included in that heter? When the Torah says you may have hana from an avela, what portion of the animal is included? Kishehutra nevela. When a nevela was permitted for hana, he hutra. It was only the actual flesh, the basa, the main portion, the main edible portion of the nevela that became mutar b'hana. Only that's included. However, it's fat, it's gidhanosha, that wasn't included in the heter. That's not considered part and parcel of the animal, of the main portion of the nevela. That's not automatically included in the heter. So just by the fact that the Torah says you can have enough from a nevela, it doesn't automatically imply they can have enough from chalev or from a gidhanosha. That's why the Torah over here has to say, yeah, one may have anah from chalev. So the pasuk here is needed to tell you heter ano. That's basically his approach. Again, leisoichlu by chelav includes achila en ano. So how do we know to be matar hano by chelav? The fact that the Torah allows you to have an offer on a vela doesn't automatically include the chelev within the animal, because the chelev isn't really an integral part, it's not a primary element within the animal. So we don't yet know that a heter on noah by chelev. That's why the Torah had to tell us. Yeah, you can use a chelev l'chol malacha. And the chiddush is even l'mlechas hedyot. A non-kodesh entity can derive hanoah from chelev. At the same time, Reish Aglilu doesn't require a pasuk to be metayer the chelev, for the same reason, because the chelev isn't tame. Why would it be tame? It's not part of the basar. That explains why Reish Aglilu applies the pasuk for heter on noah. For Rabbi Akiva Savar, he holds likewise that loistoichlu by chelev includes achila and hanoah. However, there's no need for a pasuk to be mater chelev b'hanoah. You know why? We already know it from the Nevela. The Torah was mater hanoah by Nevela, and that includes everything within it. The basar, the chelev, and the gedanosh. Kshutru Nevela, when the Torah was mater Nevela, chelba v'gidanami yotru. It's chelev and it's gedanosh also included in the Eter. You don't need a pasuk to be mater chelev. We already know it from Nevela. It's shukrol or tumotahar. However, the pasuk here is needed, but for what? The tum of a tahara, to tell you that, despite the fact that the chelev is part and parcel, integral part of this animal, oh, don't think it's tame. Rather, you can use it even in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no concern of tum. Let's see Rashi up from the top of the Amud. So first, with Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, who says that the Isser by Chelev applies to Achila and Anah, and despite the fact that the Torah was Mater, Levela Bahanah, but that only includes the Basar, Chelba Begidle Hutru. Why? Says Rashi, the Chelev Enim Chal Basar. Chelev isn't automatically included in Basar. Hilkach Lehavu Mashma Tetnana Vachala. It's not included in the heter of giving it and selling it, which is stated by Nevela. Vegabi Neger Benivlasa Nami, Lav Chelev Mashma. At the same time, says Rashi, when the pasuk says a person touches the nevela, he becomes tamei, it's not automatically going to include chelev, because chelev isn't considered part of the basa. So as a result of this approach, hilkach yasal l'chol melacha, the pasuk over here by chelev, which allows you to use the chelev l'chol melacha, lo yitzruch latare, wasn't needed to be matare the chelev, which wasn't tamei in the first place. Ela la'tiroi michlal hanois l'isoicha al chelev. Apparently, it was coming to your matter and tell you that you can have hanah from it. Despite the fact that the Torah says, don't eat the chelev, which includes hanah. The Torah says, you can have hanah by chelev. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Lili's approach, and that's why the pasuk is needed to be matter by hanah. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva Savar, he says just the opposite. Chelev b'chal nevela. Chelev is automatically included in the nevela. It's part and parcel of the animal. Bein l'heter hanah. Whether, with respect to heter hanah, if the nevela is motiv hanah, the chelev is included. Bein latame, with respect to tumah as well. Hilkach yisrach kro, latar yisrach. That's why the pasuk here evidently is coming to be matar. That it's motiv hanah, we know regardless, because a nevela is motiv hanah. Everything included in the nevela, including the chelev, is motiv hanah. But for that very same reason, we need a pasuk to be matar the chelev, because if the chelev is included in the animal is a nevela, the nevela is tame, so the chelev automatically is tame as well. Evidently, says Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk here is needed to be metayer the chelev and tell you, well, chelev is, end of the day, is different than basar, and there's no tumah, even if you should choose to use it in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara asks that perhaps the machlokes tanaim is in line with the machlokes amoraim. Chizkin Ravon, the Gemara responded, not necessarily. Perhaps all agree with Rabbi Avoh's approach that any reference to achil includes hanah as well. And the reason why Rabbi Akiva didn't need a pasuk to be matar b'hanah, because the heter hanah was already derived from the vela, which included everything within it. Continues the Gemara. For Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, according to him, that chelev and gedanosha isn't automatically included in the heter of the basar on the vela. So that's why the pasuk had to be matar chelev specifically. Ashkelon chelev, the shai rachmana b'hanah. Okay, so we found that the Torah was matar chelev b'hanah. Pasuk says, "Ye osel l'chol melacha." You can use it for any of your purposes. It's mutar b'hanah. Ela gid named osel. However, when it comes to gid hanasha, we have no pasuk to allow hanah. So how do we know that it's mutar b'hanah? Ibo yisema achanam ed osel. So one answer is you're right. Gid hanasha is osel b'hanah. Ibo yisema. Another pshat would be We can derive heter ano beged anasha by use of bekavachem. Uma chelav shonash kars. Since we find that chelav, despite the fact that it's very severe, there's an einish of kars for eating it. Motzer b'ano, it's still motzer b'ano, as we just concluded. Gid shein anash kars. Certainly a gid anasha where there's no kars involved. Like kolshken, certainly, of course, it would be motzer b'ano. So in conclusion, quote Rabbi Saglili, not only is the basar of an avela mutar b'ano, that we learn from the pasuk by Nevela, you can send it to the guy, to the ger, chelav as well as mutar b'ano, because the pasuk says, yaslu chol malacha, and gid hanasha, despite the fact that it's asur b'achila, it's mutar b'ano, as a result of the kal v'chayim from chelav. Rabbi Shimon the asur, however, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, which we learned in the Nafchav Beis, who says that gid hanasha is asur b'ano? What happened to the kal v'chayim from chelav? He says you can refute the kavachayma. You're bringing me a raya from chelav. Mal chelav shken hutem mechlola etzal chaya. Chelav has a leniency. You know why? It has an exception. It's mutter when it comes to a chaya. You can even eat the chelav of a chaya. So we see that chelav isn't such a severe iser. So perhaps that explains why it's mutter b'ana. Toima begid shlo hutem mechlola etzal chaya. How could you compare that to gid anasha, which is universal? You don't find any exceptions by Chaya. So perhaps the Gid Anasha would be Asur Bano. You can't derive from a Kavachomer that it's Mutar Bano. V'idach, so does Rabbi Saglili respond to this Pircha of Rabbi Shimon? Isn't Chelev a more lenient type of thing because there's an exception when it comes to Chaya? B'mehima Kamrinan. He says, look, we're speaking about the Chelev of a Behema here. That's the context of our discussion. We're discussing the chelav of a behema, which is motar b'achila, and certainly the gedanasha. But behema, mias la'ishtri. We don't find any heter by a chelav of a behema. There's no exceptions. So it's in the context of the chelav of a behema. We don't find any exceptions, and we can use that as the basis for the kamachimer. Right? If chelav, which is anash karis, is still motar b'ano, certainly gedanasha, there's no karis. Of course, it would be mutar b'ano. Okay, so in summary, we have Rabbi Avo, who says that any reference to Issur Achila automatically includes Hana, whereas Chizkiyah says, only when the Torah employed a very specific, unique term, lo yo'achil, does that include Issur Achila. The Gemara began with three difficulties. We have three instances where we find a reference to Issur Achila, but it is still mutar b'ano. We began with Truma, which a Yisrael can use for his Erev. Well, responded, Truma Aschem teaches us it's mutar b'ano. A wine Erev can be used for a Nazir. How's that? The answer is because it says, Nizrai, Shaloi, it's his. He can have Anah from it. Although he can't eat it, he can't drink it, but Anah is mutar. How can we have Anah from Chadash grain? Kitzirchem teaches you that it's yours. You can have Anah, can derive benefit, although you can't eat it. We concluded with two kashas, which actually apply to Chizkiyah and Re'avo equally. We began with Shratzim, where the Torah says, Loi Yei Achlu. So the Pasuk there is using Loi Achl. The Pasuk is using the word Loi Achl, which is Isra Anah, according to all Shittas. So how can a person have Anah? The trapper will sell the sherets. The answer is, Lochem teaches you that you can have Anah. And we concluded with the Kasha from Chametz, where the Pasuk clearly says, Loi Achl Chametz. And we still find that according to Rabbi Saglili, Hana is mutar. More responded, Rabbi Saglili uses the extra lacha to teach you that you may have Hana. Continues the Gemara. Michti, okay, let's take a look back at the sugi. We had Chizkiyah Shita, that lo yei achel implies also Hana. Rabbi Avo says any reference to Isra Achila includes Hana as well. Michti, oisvinu kol hanikroi. We had all these kashas from all these places where, despite the fact that the Torah refers to Issur Achila, it didn't automatically include Hana. And this was the Kasha on Rabbi Avo, Mishaninu, and we found the teretz to each one of these kashas. So at the end of the day, there doesn't seem to be any halachic difference between the two approaches of Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avo. Because the sum total of things, only in two places will there be Issur Achila and Hana. Number one, Chametz on Pesach. And number two, by the Sharaniska, which we mentioned yesterday. So what is the machlokes between the two? Chizkiv Reb Avo, but my pligi, what halacha, what case are they having any machlokes? It seems that they're really one and the same shita. Says the Gemara, b'chametz v'pesach, we'll leave it to Rabbanon. The machlokes applies to chametz and pesach according to Rabbanon, which is also b'hano. B'sharan iskol, we'll leave it to Rekha. And also with regards to the Issa Anah b'sharan iskol, and according to all shitas, all agree that there's the Issa Anah there. So, how does the machlokes between Chizkiv and Revo manifest itself? Chizkiv will learn these halachas from the fact that the Torah used the word lo ye'achel in both places, chametz and sharan iskol, which imply also isra hana. For Rav Avohu, nafik le min avela. As opposed to Rav Avohu says, any reference to isra achel automatically includes hana. How do I know that? Because since by nevela, the Torah had to go out of its way and teach you heter hana. That teaches us that any reference to Isra Achila automatically includes Hana. Because that's why the Torah has to say it's Mutav Hana, because by the veil we only have a reference to Isra Achila. It doesn't say Lo Yachel. It's just a plain reference to Isra Achila, and still the Torah has to go and tell you it's Mutav. That teaches you that any reference to Achila automatically includes Hana. So according to Revo, the reason why Chametz is also Hana on Pesach, the reason why Sher Haniskel is also Hana, it's not because the Torah employed the term lo yachel. Rather, because the Torah referred to Issa Achila, which automatically includes Hana, unless otherwise stated. Says more, but still, it's just a question of derivation. Where did we learn it from? But halachically speaking, there's no nafkemina. Michti, let's analyze again. Bein lamar, asum bano. According to both shittas, Chizki and Rav Avohu, Chametz and Sharan Iskol, asum bano. My benai, what is the halachic difference between them? There is one afkemin. You know what it is? Chulin shenishchtu azor. If one shechts chulin in the azor, the question is it also bano? Chizkiya savar lo yachel lemutehani. According to Chizkiya, the chulin shenishchtu azor will be also bano. You know why? Because he holds that the fact that the Torah used the word lo yachel by chametz and by Sharan Iskol, it's coming to exclude these two cases, meaning to prohibit them from Hana. Now we have another pasuk telling us that you can take the treifa animal and throw it to the dog, la'kelav tashlichun oisoi, which implies that this heter, this allowance to have Hana from the treifa by feeding it to your dog, only applies to oisoi, to the treifa, but otherwise you can't have Hana. It's coming to exclude this case of chulin that were nishchat nazar. It is also b'hano. So according to Chizkiya, we have this extra pasuk of oisoi to disallow hano by chulin. So that's his opinion, as opposed to Rabbi Avohu, who doesn't really have that pasuk as an extra pasuk available. Why? Rabbi Avohu savar, he holds, and Rashi explains, we're speaking according to Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. You may recall that we had a machlokes by nevela. The Torah gave us two channels of disposing the nevela, either selling to the goy, granting to the ger. Rabbi Meir says, you can sell, you can gift it to the ger and the goy, there are no limitations. The Torah is merely allowing us to have hana, which otherwise would not be something we would know on our own, because the Torah references Isra Achila, which includes hana. That's what the Torah had to tell you, no, I allow you to have hana. So according to Rabbi Meir, Nevela forms the basis of Rabbi Avohu's concept. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Torah is actually limiting our ability? He's telling us, the Torah is telling us you can only gift it to the ger or sell it to the goy. You can't do things in the reverse. So the Torah here is limiting things, not allowing, not granting. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nevela can't prove us anything. What's the right? The fact that the Torah has to give you another allowance to have Hana, that proves that any reference of Isra Achila includes Hana, that's why the Torah has to allow it. No, according to Abiyuda, the Torah is not allowing anything. The Torah is limiting and restricting things. According to Abiyuda, the Nevela can't form the basis of Rabbi Avohu's Shita. Rather, according to Abiyuda, the Sherish, the Makar, the source of Rabbi Avohu will be from that pasuk by Treifa. You can toss it to the dog, Al-Kel Tishlichon Oisei. Oisei tells you only this you can feed to your dog. Oisei Lemute Hani. Coming to exclude, to limit all other things which are asur b'achila. When it comes to those things, you cannot have hana. So this is the source of Rabbi Avo's concept that any Isra Achila automatically includes Hana from the word Oisei. So according to that, we don't have Oisei available to tell you that Chulin is Shenishch to Bazara is Asr. And as a result of that, Rabbi Avo evidently will hold Chulin Shenishch to Bazara Lav Daraisa Nino. There's no Isra Daraisa. No Isra Hana when it comes to Chulin to Bazara. Asesis learns there's no Isra at all. So that would be the halachic nafkamina between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avo. According to Chizkiyah, we have a pasuk available for Chulin Shenishch to Bazara to say that it's Asr Bana, whereas according to Avo, at least according to this approach, according to Rabbi Yehuda's approach, that Nevela is not a proper source for his halacha. So apparently he's going to have to go to the pasuk of Oisai, leaving it unavailable for Chulin Shenishch to Bazara. So in conclusion, we know that some things are Asr Bachila Bahana, Shar Niskel, Chametz Pesach. According to Chizkiyah, it's because the pasuk says Lo Yochel, which implies also Isra Hana. Chizkiyah actually learned this concept from Shratzim, as we mentioned earlier, where the pasuk employs the term Lo Yochel, and then has to say Lochem that you could have Hana. That indicates that Lo Yochel always includes Isra Hana. And according to Chizkiyah, the pasuk Lekela Teshtichum Oisai, allowing you to send the treifa to the dog, the Oisei is coming to a Mayit, Chulene Shenishch to Ba'azora, that they are Asa Bahana. According to Revo, any Isra Achila mentioned in the Pasuk, any reference to Isra Achila includes automatically Hana as well. How does he know that? So one option, from the fact that the Torah had to be Matur Nevela Bahana, indicates that any Isra Achila is also Asa Bahana. That's why the Torah had to allow Nevela. Now, if that is the source of Revo, yeah, then we have the Pasuk Lakela Tashlichun Oisai as an available pasuk to teach us that Chulin and Shenishch to Bazara are Asr Bahana. Only the Trevi can send to the dog, but Oisai, but everything else like Chulin and Bazara is Asr Bahana. However, if Revo needs the pasuk of Oisai as a mocker for his concept that you can only toss the Trevi to the dog, Oisai at the Mashlich, but other Isuri Achila are also Asr Bahana, and that is the basis of Revo's halacha, then that pasuk is no longer available. And therefore, Chulin Shenishch to Bazara, according to this approach, will not be Asr Menater. So we have an afkamina between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avo. Continues the Gemara. We're actually going to have a third source for Rabbi Avo's concept that something which is Asr Bachila is automatically Asr Bahana. Says the Gemara, Yosef Ahum Rabbanon. There was this Chacham sitting, Kamei, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, in front of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, V'yosef v'kamar, and he was sitting and saying over Mishmei in the name of the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Levi. Minayin the Cholish Surin Shabbat Torah. How do we know that pertaining to all Surin Shabbat Torah, the Chiyechid Asurim Ba'achila, just as they are Asur Ba'achila, Hachinami Asurim Ba'ana. Likewise, Asur Ba'ana. How do we know? So the Gemara says like this: Umayniu, and what are we referring to? Chametz Pesach v'Shar Niskel. So this is what he wanted to know. How do we know that Chametz on Pesach and Shar Niskel, just as they are Asr Bachila, they were Asr Bahana? This is the question that the Chacham asked. And the Gemara responded, Minayin? What do you mean? What do you mean from where? What's the source? Perhaps this was Rav Shmuel responding. Typically, Milay Achil. What was Rav Shmuel Levi wondering? What is the source? What do you mean? The Pesach says, Lo Yachil. Lo Yachil Chametz. By Chametz. Lo Yachil Asbisari by Shar Niskel. Why isn't that a sufficient source? Someone responded, Lo Yachil Isra Achila Mashma. Lay. So the Chacham said that Rav Shmuel Levi didn't interpret things in that way. Lo Yachil to him only sounded like Isra Achila. Isra Ano Le Mashma Le. It didn't sound to him that it's including Ano. So Rav Shmuel responded, okay, tape a claim in Nevela. Why couldn't he derive it from Nevela? The fact that the Torah had to be Matan Nevela Bano, doesn't that teach us that any Isra Achila is automatically going to include Ano as well? So Rav Shmuel Levi held like Rav Yehuda, the Amar Adorim Kiksavan, that the instructions in the Torah, gifted to the ger, sell it to the guy, Kiksavan, you meant to follow the instructions strictly as they are stated. So the Torah is actually coming to limit and restrict, not coming to your matter. So it doesn't form a source for our concept. Is Savla Rav Yehuda, okay, if he holds like Rav Yehuda, typically Meicha Denafkalei the Rav Yehuda. Why can't he derive this concept that Isra Achila includes Hana from the same source, the same Makas Rabbi Yehuda? Melakel of Tashlichun Oisai. You can toss the treifa to the dog. Oisai, just this one, but not other isra achila, because they're asabano. Why can't that be the source? Responds the Gemara, kasavar, because the Rishu Balevi held, chulin shenishch da bazor da raisa. Vishecht chulin de azor is asabana Torah. It is learned from Oisai. Right? Only the treifa can be sent to the dog, but the chulin, the azor, is asabano. So that pasuk is unavailable to teach us what we're looking for. Minayin, okay, so how do we know that anything which is asur b'achila is also asur b'ano? For instance, the chametz of Pesach, the sharei niskal, the chsiv, we have another source. Kol chatas asher yuva midama. We're speaking about a chatas whose dam is not meant to be brought into the heichal, the kodesh hakodashim, but that's exactly what happened. So what does the pasuk say? Be'ish tisurf, it's meant to be burnt. There's really no need for the pasuk to tell us that, because we know that from elsewhere. During the eighth day of the Miluim, one of the karbanos, the chatos, were burnt. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked Aaron, what happened? Perhaps was the dam brought into the oil moed, which can be a reason for burning. So we know that halacha from there. Why does the Torah have to tell us here that if the dam is brought in, it's meant to be burnt? Why does the Torah have to tell us? If it's not needed for its own sake, because we have the pasuk elsewhere that this type of carbon needs to be burnt, the carbon was burnt. So if it's not needed for the actual halacha of this chatas, this is a formula employed by drushes. If the pasuk is not needed for its own context, we'll go apply it elsewhere. Let's apply it to all the other isurin shebetera, namely chametz on Pesach, Sharei Niskal, to teach us that it's asur. If it's not needed for the isur achila, because it already says lo yachol chametz, but Sharei Niskal already said lo yachol esbasari, so achila we already know. Let's apply this pasuk to teach us, to inform us, to add isur ano as well, and this will be the makar that chametz on Pesach and Sharei Niskal are asur b'ano. Says Gemara, ima. If that's the case, if you're going to apply this pasuk to chametz and to Sharei Niskal, ima kam b'sreifa, if that's the case, then just as over here, you meant to burn it. Af kol yisurin shebeter b'sreifa, likewise, those other yisurin in the Torah, you meant to burn them? You have to burn them? Amakro b'koidesh b'esh tisarif, the pasuk says, b'koidesh b'esh tisarif. What does that teach us? B'koidesh b'sreifa. If a psul happened in the Beis HaMikdash, then you meant to go burn it. That's the only way of disposing the carbon which is possible. But ve'en kol yisurin shebeter b'sreifa. However, when it comes to other yisurin in the Torah, there's no need to go and burn it. As long as you don't eat it, or have anah, you're okay. So we have another approach, another source for the din of chametz of Pesach and Sharei Niskal being asur b'ano, from the pasuk of the chatos v'esh tisarif, which teaches us that in our case, not only can't you eat it, but you can no longer have anah either. Okay, time for a brief chazara of today's daf. Chizki held that lo ye'ochel implies also isur hana. Rav Avoh says any reference to isur achila, lo yiseicha, includes anah as well. The Gemara has three kashas on Rav Avoh, from Truma, from Nazir, from Chadash, where the Torah makes reference to isur achila, but there's still mutar b'anah. The Gemara responded, by Truma it says Trumas Chem, by Nazir Nizroi, by Chadash Tzirchem, which teaches us heter anah. What about by Shratzim? When the Torah says lo ye'ochel, which would include even isur hanah, even according to Chizkiah, the answer is because it says lachem, and that teaches us heter hanah. What about chametz, where it says lo ye'ochel? How could Rabbi Yitzchak lead allow hanah? Because it says lacha, it's coming to allow hanah. The Gemara concluded, is there any machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avoh? The Gemara says, yeah, actually there'll be one afkamina, which is chulin shenishchatu bazor. According to Chizkiah, it would be asur b'ano. According to Rabbi Avoh, perhaps it would be mutter. The question is, do we have a pasuk available to teach you that it's asur? The pasuk would be oisai. La'kela tashlichun oisai. You can toss a treifa to the dog. Only from that you could have ano oisai. But from other things, like chulin b'azor, you can't have ano. The question is the word oisai available? So according to Chizkiah, it is. Let's see. Because Chizkiah says only lo ye'ochel includes hana. He learns that from Shratzim, the fact that the Torah has to be matar, shrotz mana, it's only because it says lo yayachel, lo yachel kuta no. That's why the Torah had to go be matar bahana. That's Chizki's approach. According to him, lakel of tashlichun oisoi is available to tell you, yeah, you can toss this one to the kelav, but the chulin shenishchut bazar is also bahana. Rabbi Bo holds any type of reference to Yisra Achil in the Torah includes Hana. What is his source? We have a choice of three makaris, either from Nevela. The fact that the Torah allowed you to have Hana from Nevela, doesn't that imply that otherwise it would be Asa because any Yisra Achil is Asa Hana? So according to this approach, which is Rameh's approach, the Pasuk of Al-Kel of Tashtuch and Oysai would be available to teach you that Chul Shishvazor is Asa. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda's approach, that the discussion by Nevela is very restrictive. You have to gift it to the ger, sell it to the guy. So the pasuk is not providing allowance, rather providing restriction. So this can't form a source for Bevo, rather the source will be from Lakel Teshtichun Oisai. You can toss the treifa to the dog, but other isurim you can't have an offram. If that's the case, the word Oisai is unavailable for Chulin Shenishch to Bazar. And finally, we had Rabbi Shimon Levi, who provided the source for Isra Anah from the words Be'esh Tisarv stated by Chatas. And according to him as well, the word Oisai is available to teach us that Chulin and Ba'azara are Asar Bahanah.